Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price from VolQuest.com now for our VolQuest report. He joins us every Monday and Friday here on the show.
Austin, you knew something was happening because you knew you were going to be busy at the time we originally planned for you to come on today. And Tennessee ends up landing a commitment from Warren Burrell, the a highly rated cornerback. What does this mean for Tennessee now, and also as they continue to try to recruit some other corners in this class?
I think it's big for Jeremy Pruitt and company. He was their top rated guy on the board from all accounts, and you know, they put a lot of effort into Warren Burrell. They beat out Florida and a very hot NC State program for the services of Warren Burrell. He's long, he's athletic, he runs well, and you know, when you go back to the end of the 2018 class, Chad, they swung with a big barrel bat, but they missed on all of those five-star corners. And it had been a slow start to 2019 as far as corner, which is Jeremy Pruitt's position. But they end up landing, you know, a guy that they really coveted. I thought it was a big get. Now their attention will turn to a couple other corners, Jaden Hill out of Bob Jones down near the Huntsville area, to Devin Bush out of New Orleans area, Tyus Fields out of Charlotte Huff. So those are probably the next three that you look at the cornerback spot. That Tennessee will turn their attention towards as they look to add around three corners in this class.
Austin, it's clear that Jeremy Pruitt and his staff really trust their own evaluations, regardless of what the offer list looks like or how highly sought after certain guys are. And a classic example of that is Roman Harrison, the player who committed earlier this week. Tennessee saw him at camp, loved his athletic ability, and even though he doesn't have the greatest offer list out there, decided to pull the trigger. And it paid off. Roman Harrison commits to Tennessee earlier this week. What does Tennessee see in Roman Harrison?
An athletic specimen. And you're right, he doesn't have a great offer list. He plays in kind of the middle of nowhere and down in South Georgia. And actually is from the hometown of Kirby Smart, Bainbridge. And so this kid, you know, camped at UT at 6'2", 242 pounds. He ran in the 4.6s, about 4.65 in the 40. He vertical 39 inches. He's got long arms. He just tests off the charts. And so, you know, I think when they put him in drills, he did everything really, really well and earned the offer. And he's liked Tennessee from the moment that he got that offer. Since then, he's picked up, you know, Michigan State before Tennessee, Georgia Tech had offered. And the Yellow Jackets thought they had him. But he always kind of wanted to end up at Tennessee, and Tennessee decided to take Roman Harrison earlier this week. And it's you know, a guy that a lot of fans are like, who is this guy? But the coaching staff, as you said, they feel extremely confident in their evaluations, and they know that this kid's recruitment has the, you know, potential to really kind of blossom this fall as more teams pay attention to Roman Harrison out of Bainbridge, Georgia.
Austin Price from VolQuest.com is our guest. Austin, do you think Jeremy Pruitt and this coaching staff, are they pleased with this list of visitors this weekend for their cookout as they close out summer before fall camp starts?
Yeah, I think that they're very pleased with, you know, the visitor list that's coming in this weekend. You know, obviously you'd love to have, you know, every top flight guy on your board. That's not going to happen. I mean, there are too many other schools that are jockeying for the top players. Georgia's having something this weekend. Auburn's having something this weekend. Mississippi State, Alabama, everybody. And let's face it, the dead period just ended, but then it restarts again on Monday. And so, and then it's dead all the way through the month of August. So everybody was cramming everything into this one weekend. And so to get, you know, Chris Bogle, who's on campus today, who, you know, is from down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to get, you know, some other players back in here tomorrow for visits, you know, like a Tyus Fields, a guy that's high on your board at corner. I think that's pivotal for Jeremy Pruitt and company. I don't think you want a ton of players in because then you got to get lost in the shuffle of, you know, spending not enough time. You want kind of the right amount. I think Tennessee's kind of got the right amount right now heading in this weekend. And then Jeremy Pruitt and company totally turned their focus, well, as much as you can with recruiting in the background, to the start of the season and the kickoff of fall camp.
A year ago, when Tennessee played Georgia Tech, Jarrett Garantano did not respond well to not being the starter in that game, and it was shown throughout the night on national television on that Monday night down in Atlanta. How has he responded with the challenge from Keller Crist, both the coaching staff bringing him in and this entire offseason as they both are preparing to be the starting quarterback at Tennessee?
Well, I think he's responded extremely well. You know, a year ago, you know, there were other dynamics in play. This year, I don't think those same dynamics exist. And so I think, you know, Jarrett has taken to Keller, much like Keller's taken to Jarrett. I think they're both pushing each other. Jarrett's responded well. He's had a really good summer. He performed extremely well down in New Orleans at the Manning Passing Academy. You know, his teammates have really rallied behind him. And at this point in time, as we said here near the end of July, I would almost put, you know, the favorite to win the job is Jarrett Garantano. I mean, everybody just assumed because Keller Crist was coming in, well, you know, they don't really like Garantano. They must be going in a different direction. I don't think that's the case at all. I think Keller Crist was brought in to push and for depth. And if Keller ended up winning the job, then that's what it was. But, you know, I think this coaching staff likes the moxie that Garantano has. I think more than anything, though, it's just about maturing. And for Jarrett, it's, you know, not hanging your head a la the Georgia Tech game a year ago. By the way, how did the Vols win that one? I was still not figuring that out. And then not sticking your chest out too much when you do things well. I think there's a maturing factor for Garantano. And from all accounts, he's done a better job in those areas this summer.
Tennessee announces earlier today they're going to honor the 1998 National Championship team with a 20th anniversary celebration for the Tennessee-Florida game on September 26th. Austin, I immediately went online to see USC's schedule. They happen to play that Friday night. Do you expect to see T. Martin on the field at Neyland Stadium being honored with his 98 teammates?
I think every effort will be made to get T. here. You know, and I think T. will have an open invitation to come. I would venture to say several of his teammates and Coach Fulmer will do everything they can to make sure 17 is in the house, you know, because of the fact that, you know, he can get here because they play on Friday night. And I think every effort will be made. It'll be on T. Martin whether he wants to decide to get back here and be honored on that night. But I think that every effort's going to be made to make sure the starting quarterback of the 98 National Champions is inside Neyland on the 22nd of September.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com, the VolQuest Report. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Austin, it's always great to have you on. Great update. We'll do it again on Monday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.